This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Trump's lawyers started their impeachment trial defense Saturday, arguing that Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election results. We get more from AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
With the Senate in for a rare Saturday session, White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know it.
They're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts during their 3 days of opening statements, promising senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for one thing. They made our case even stronger.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Some of the Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill responsible for prosecuting the president's case hit back at his legal team's insistence that they made the case to call witnesses and review documents. Congressman Adam Schiff, the lead House impeachment manager, says that criticisms of their case from the president's defense team reveal a great deal.
When your client is guilty, when your client is dead to rights, you don't want to talk about your client's guilt. You want to attack the prosecution. It is a fairly elemental strategy, and I think that's all you're seeing here is that effort to distract.
New York Representative Gerald Nadler said an argument made by the president's team that House impeachment managers should have brought witnesses by now ignores the fact that the president had ordered members of his administration not to testify during the impeachment inquiry. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping called a Politburo meeting Saturday to discuss ways to contain the deadly coronavirus as the death toll continued to rise in Wuhan. We get more from Reuters correspondent Emer McCarthy.
A local Beijing newspaper reported that the city is to shut all inter-province shuttle buses from Sunday in a bid to stop the virus from spreading during one of China's busiest travel periods, its Lunar New Year holiday. In Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, authorities are rushing to build a 1,000-bed hospital in 6 days to treat patients. In Hong Kong, five confirmed cases led the city's leader, Carrie Lam, to confirm a state of emergency on Saturday and said flights and high-speed rail trips between the city and Wuhan will be halted. The origins of the virus are still being determined, but is believed to have been traced to a seafood market in Wuhan, known to be involved with the illicit wildlife trade.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke to victims of a powerful earthquake in eastern Turkey that has killed at least 29 people and wounded more than 1,400 others. Erdogan canceled his plans in Istanbul Saturday and traveled to Ilatsa and to Malatya to inspect rescue efforts. Searchers continued to dig through the rubble of several buildings, with some people found alive and rescued on Saturday. The magnitude 6.8 quake hit Ilatsa province in eastern Turkey late Friday. More than 350 aftershocks have followed the main quake. Hundreds of Lebanese gathered outside Beirut's central government building Saturday to reject the newly formed cabinet. Protesters breached tight security around the building, removing a metal gate and barbed wire and prompting the police to respond with water cannon and tear gas. Protesters say the new cabinet formed this week represents a corrupt, long-serving political class that they have been protesting against since October. Boeing completed the maiden flight of the world's largest twin-engine jetliner, the 777X, as the embattled plane manufacturer steps up competition with European rival Airbus. The new jet will enter intercontinental service next year. The flight was a boost for Boeing as it grapples with a broadening crisis over the 737 MAX, which has been grounded since March following two fatal crashes. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.